Andrea speaking.
Hey Andrea, this is Joelle with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Hello, I am well. How are you?
Good, thanks for asking. Is this a good time to chat for you? I know you're really busy.
Yes. You are not kidding. But yes, this is as good a time as any.
Okay, perfect. So I've been working on your file with Sam. So I'm going to go over everything with you. So according to my notes, you were looking for about $162,000 to pay off a loan, and then getting an additional $100K.
Yeah, you know, I was reworking those numbers yesterday after talking to Sam, and I think really $130 would be a better number for us. I mean, more is great, but I just don't think we're going to need more.
Okay. $130, and then
I'm really not entirely familiar with your company's terms or programs, okay. So I need to know all of that.
Sure, of course. So $130, and then you owe $62. Let's see. So you're wanting $68,000 basically on top.
Yeah, because my number really came at 60, so and that puts me in a really good position for my my suppliers for early purchases.
Okay. Yeah, there was two things that you were looking to use the money for, right? Marketing and landscape inventory.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's landscape is close enough, but we're not a landscaping company, but for all intents and purposes, yes. And
yeah,
we have a big marketing campaign coming up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know you guys do a lot of different things, right?
We do.
Yeah, landscaping, and then what else was there? There's like
we do lawn care chemical applicating. We don't do any landscaping work. We do lawn care chemical applicating. We do interior and exterior licensed pest control and termite control.
Oh.
We do landscape lighting. We do pest control attic insulation, and we do gutter replacement systems.
Oh, okay. So kind of like
it's all on my website. For certain things, yeah, we don't do landscaping, we don't do irrigation, we don't do mowing, we don't do any of that stuff. But we've been in business, we're coming into our 27th year, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that you have a really good stability in there, 1994.
Yeah, and excellent ratings with the consumer agencies.
That's good. And what type of marketing are you looking to do?
Most of our marketing is mail marketing, which seems to be the most effective. Door hangers have not really worked for us and things like that. But what we do is we send out optional. We give our customers, existing and new ones, a 10% discount if they prepay for the year. What we do is I have acres of forms that I order. I have a software program, a large package that it runs my company basically. It does all my invoicing and inventory tracking and debt and all that kind of stuff. So I order forms from that company that are compatible with that software. And so we print prepayment invoices with marketing on there. And I purchase marketing lists from whomever I want to off the internet. I think last spring we put in the mail, 10,000 pieces of mail maybe. And we did really well with that. We picked up like 100, I forget how many new accounts. I mean, the return on any kind of marketing is like 3-4%. But we picked up quite a bit of new customers in my existing developments and some new ones. So we want to expand that. That was kind of like a test run last year. But I mean, postage is expensive. The forms are expensive. Personnel, we bring in temporary help to put stuff in the mail, you know, because my regular employees are out on the road or in the office doing, you know, their bookkeeping and accounting work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow, that's actually pretty good. You know, you mailed out 10,000 pieces. You had 100-something new accounts.
Yeah, we were really surprised.
Good.
I mean, we priced the products favorably. You know, a lot of it was to adult communities, and
targeted the right market.
Yeah, and so that was with our lawn care, and we want to do it with our pest control programs this year, it seemed to work. I mean, some things do and some things don't. Postcards don't seem to work, but the direct mailing with the option of people being able to actually look at the pricing, send in a check, and they just start up. You know, it's easier that way for everybody.
Yeah. Okay. And how much is that going to cost you? And how long?
I'm anticipating I spent about $4,000 last year in just the paperwork, in just the forms. Mm-hmm. And then there was the ancillary postage that associated with that. And then, of course, you're going to get some return mail, so then you have to do some investigative reporting to get the new information. I'm going to say last year we probably put $15,000 into it, mm-hmm. and we're hoping to quadruple that this year. So, the more supplies mm-hmm. you buy, the less expensive the paperwork is. And then the other thing is inventory. I mean, I have a big warehouse, and we order by, the multi-ton. So when we can get our products in November that we're going to be starting with next year, mm-hmm. we're saving a significant amount, like 22-25%.
Oh wow! So basically,
all of our products are tied to the petroleum industry. So, anytime that we can get in when the prices are cheaper, in the global market is beneficial to us.
Okay, that makes sense. And then the inventory usually purchase it in November.
Well, we purchase all year, but uh-huh. as much as we can pack in, we like to be able to hit the road running. As I was explaining to Sam, we're applicating all the way through December and sometimes into January. Uh-huh. But my pest control products, I can store in store in a large cabinet, but my lawn care products, are pallets that come on tractor trailers. So it's a lot of product. And I think we probably purchase upwards of $70,000 or $80,000 a year. Mm-hmm. Bob says, my husband says, it's over $100,000 a year in just lawn care products alone.
I see. Okay. That's cool. And then how much is it going towards the inventory then?
I would have to say probably, let me just pull up an email window here. Hang on for one second so I can take a look at that. As I just asked them for that pricing. I have to scroll back a couple of days here. That wasn't on like an important email list. It was on, that's going to be for just my first round for next year is going to be $17,000.
$17,000, okay.
So if I did my first and second round for next year, mm-hmm. It'll probably, 17 is 34, mm-hmm. but I could probably get it down with my salesman, probably down to like 28 mm-hmm. or 30.
Okay, that's pretty good. So about $17,000 for the first round or two rounds of inventory, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you save about 20-25%. That's really good.
Yeah, it is. And it's huge because, mm-hmm. I mean, we and, I don't know how many other lawn care applicating companies come the spring, the people that can't buy in advance are then the price is just more expensive because it's a supply demand issue. Mm-hmm. We've always typically purchased in advance. Sometimes you have to buy it on the spot if something runs low, but we calculate it in the, millions of square feet mm-hmm. because I have on any given mm-hmm. year between 1,200 and 1,500 lawn care applicating accounts. So I see every one of those people every 6 weeks for lawn care application.
That's really cool.
mm-hmm. Yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, okay. So let me see here. So I'm going to go over some of the things on your file.
Okay.
So hope you don't mind me reading, Frank. I'll just go over everything with you, okay? Yep. So there were two glaring factors on your file. The first one was the credit.
Mm-hmm.
You and your husband, is it your husband? I'm just assuming, but
yeah.
You and your husband are both below the national average. You were at 568 and he was at 626.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then the second thing was that this is a sales-based loan. You've done a working capital before. The deposit has been really consistent, so it's really good. Both of the accounts has been strong. The only thing is the ending balances hasn't been as strong as the deposits, obviously. So there's a little bit of fluctuation in the ending balances.
Okay.
And, but the good thing is you do have stability. So I first tried to get you the payoff loan, which is paying off the, with rep funding of the $62,000. But because of the bank statement, you're almost over leveraged and we don't want to put you in a bad spot. And so we weren't able to get a payoff loan for that. What we did instead is we did get you additional capital on top, but it is a little bit shy of what you're looking for. So let's see here. Looks like, okay. So I got you approved for $20,000. It is a little bit shorter term of a loan just because it's a second position loan because it's not paying off the first loan. So it's only a course of about 6.5 months.
Okay.
But the good thing is, since it is a shorter term loan, at 3 months, you're able to get additional capital on top. So in 3 months, you're able to get another $20,000 to $30,000 on top, and then you'll be able to buy the inventory or do the marketing, whichever one is more important to you.
What are the repayment terms on that?
This one, it is, let's see here. So it's a it's a daily payment of $208 Monday through Friday only, for a total of 132 payments.
Okay. Alrighty. Send me the paperwork. We'll take a look at it and decide what we're going to do.
Okay, sounds good. I can generate the loan doc for you. And then this one, there is no origination fees either, so there's no cost for that.
Okay, we'll go through it and let you know.
Sounds good. If you could just send over your you and your husband's driver's license and a voided business check, and I can generate the loan doc for you to look at everything.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Yep, no problem. Would you be sending it to, let's see here, do you still have Sam's email?
I do.
You do? Okay, can you send it over to him?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. Are you going to be sending it today or another day?
I can't guarantee today. It's just.
Okay. I know. I heard your voice. You were really busy.
So I'll do what I can with that for you by this afternoon. Okay.
Sure, no problem. You can also text it to us too. If you just take a picture of your phone.
Okay, it's just as easy for me to scan it.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. And then, you have my direct line just in case you have any questions?
I do.
Okay. Perfect.
All right. Thank you.
Yep, no problem. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.